And if somebody comes to you this week and says, I just need you to hear my confession, because the Bible says confess to one another, then you just listen to them and you love them and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Now, let me tell you something. The secret in your life that you most want to conceal is the secret you most badly need to reveal in order to be healed.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Cleansing.
What does it mean to be justified? It means when God makes you just as if I'd never sinned. That's what it means to be justified. God says, I'm going to make you just as if I'd never sinned. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to erase everything you've ever done wrong. I'm going to justify you, make you just as if I'd never sinned. And he says that comes not by you earning it, but just through faith in me, faith in my son, Jesus Christ. You say, Rick, you don't know what I've done. God could never forgive me. Well, you're wrong. I don't know what you've done, but it doesn't matter. So I've had an affair. Yeah, so what? You don't think God can forgive that? I've had an abortion. Yeah, so what? You don't think God can forgive that? I have same-sex attraction or a sexual addiction or pornography, or I've stolen from my company. You don't think God can forgive that? Last night I prayed with a guy out on the patio who said, you know, I could go to jail for what I've done. Said, do you think God can forgive that? Yes, I do. I talked to a woman last night, said, I've had 3 abortions. And I've carried this all my life. Said, don't you think God can forgive that? Yes. Yes, he can. In fact, the Bible says this on the screen. No matter how deep the stain of your sin, I can take it out. And I can make you clean as freshly fallen snow. Wouldn't you like to have a heart like that? That is clean as freshly fallen snow? When you have that, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you're forgiven. And when you have that kind of heart, you can handle enormous pressure. You know, as a leader, I take on enormous pressure and an enormous amount of criticism. And the reason I'm able to handle it is not because I'm perfect, because I'm far from perfect, but it's because I keep a clean heart. And my life is open, and nobody can accuse me of any secret sin. I keep my sins before God and cleansed before God. God says, I can wipe it out, no matter what you've done. Now you come to step 5, and step 5 is the most difficult one. This is the real test of maturity. I reveal my faults to a friend. I reveal my faults to a friend. You don't have to reveal them to 15 people, not to 5 people, not to 3, not even to 2, but you need one person that you come clean with. You say, whoa, come on, Rick, can't I just be forgiven by confessing to God? Of course you can. Of course you can. But here's the question, and I want you to get it. You need to ask yourself, do I want to be emotionally healed or just forgiven? Do I want to be emotionally healed from all that shame and hurt, or do I just want to be forgiven? If all you want to do is be forgiven, and you want to carry the weight and the pain and the resentment or all of the pressure of it the rest of your life and have it come back and keep messing with your mind, All you need to do is just confess it to God. God will forgive you. You don't have to tell anybody else. Just tell God and he'll forgive. But you'll keep on carrying it. Some of you have asked God to forgive you over and over and over and over for something. And yet you still feel guilty. Why? Because you haven't ever come clean with anybody else. The way God wired us is that we need other people in our lives for healing. God wired it that we only get well in community. You say, well, it's humbling. That's why you need to do it. When you tell one other person, you don't just tell God, but you tell somebody with skin on him, what you've done, something happens in your life that sets you free in ways you can't imagine. Notice what the Bible says. Confess your sins to each other. Circle that, each other. And pray for each other. We're to confess and we're to pray for each other. So that you may be, circle this, healed. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. So let me ask you again. Do you want to be forgiven or do you want to be emotionally healed? If you just want to be forgiven, you just confess it to God. But if you want to get over this and get on with your life, you're going to need to be healed. And you need to tell somebody else. Say, Rick, why? Why do we do this? Why does God want me to drag somebody else into this? I'll tell you why. Because God knows that the root of your problem, listen, is relational. You don't even realize that. But the root of all your problems are relational. Your relationship to God and your messed up relationships to other people are the root of all your problems. And when we don't have one person in our lives that we are completely honest with, we wear masks and we pretend and we fake it and we're dishonest with each other and we play games and we're hypocrites and we pretend that we all have it all together when everybody knows we don't, and we act like it's all right when it's not. And we deny our true feelings. What does that do? It isolates you from other people when you're not authentic, when you're faking it. And it prevents intimacy. And it keeps you from the deepest level of love. You cannot love fully with guilt in your heart. You can't. And so what happens is we go around living with shame and living with insecurity and think, if they really knew, they'd reject me. If they really knew, they wouldn't love me. If they really knew me and what I've done, they wouldn't accept me. And it keeps you caught. Would you write this down? I'm only as sick as my secrets.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First, as our thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Would you write this down? I'm only as sick as my secrets. I'm only as sick as my secrets. And the fact is, the more you hide, the sicker you get. The more you hide, the sicker you get. On the other hand, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. And it is amazing that when you find one person that you can trust, and you say, I just need to get this off my chest. I don't need you to do anything, just listen to me. And you unveil it. You know what happens? You find that they got big problems too. And often they actually have the same problem you do. You say, Rick, you don't know my problem. Look, in this church, we've got over 100,000 names. How many people do you think have the potential to have your same problem? Thousands. Thousands. You're sitting, I hate to tell you this, but you're sitting by sinners. This is a beehive of sin. And I hate to tell you this, but you're no better than anybody else in this room, and nobody else in this room is any better than you. We're all just sinful people. We all blow it. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. So there's something about telling another person that uncorks the pressure valve. When you let the boogeyman out of the closet, all of a sudden, the boogeyman isn't so big anymore. Now you say, do I broadcast this to everybody? Of course not. Of course not. Let me give you some guidelines. Who do you share this with? One person who is a mature believer. Then somebody who's a mature believer that you feel safe with, they're confidential, they can keep a confidence. They are mature enough to respond to you with God's love and forgiveness. They're mature enough to not be shocked by anything. They're not going to judge you. They're going to say to you, you are forgiven in Jesus' name. And there are plenty of people like that in this church. Maybe a trusted friend, maybe a small group member of your small group, maybe a Christian counselor, maybe somebody in Celebrate Recovery. Now, it's absolutely important to be somebody of the same sex. Men should confess to men, and women should confess to women, because if a man confessed to a woman, it'd blow her away. Need I say more? And vice versa. So men confess to men and women confess to women. You say, well, what do I say? Well, you just say, you know what? I need somebody to come clean with. And I don't need you to fix me. I don't need you to give me an advice. I just need you to listen to me while I do a little spring cleaning. I've already confessed this stuff to God, and I just need to confess it to one other person. And what you do is you share, here's what I've done. Here's how I feel about it, and here's where I want to change. And that's it. Now, you know, if you actually shared this with a mature Christian, they would be honored to hear your confession. A truly mature believer is not going to be blown away by that. They're going to understand the importance of it. They've done it themselves, likely. And they're not going to be blown away. They're going to be honored by it. And if somebody comes to you this week and says, I just need you to hear my confession, because the Bible says confess to one another. Then you just listen to them and you love them and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Now let me tell you something. The secret in your life that you most want to conceal is the secret you most badly need to reveal in order to be healed. If you want healing, there's got to be some revealing. And you got to stop concealing. The very thing that you don't want anybody to know about, that's the very area God wants to give you the most grace and the most mercy and the most healing, and you will receive the most joy when you're forgiven. You say, well, I have this compulsion. So what? So what? Well, I have this addiction. So what? We're in a broken world. Nothing works right. you can experience God's grace. When do I do this? As soon as possible. You don't procrastinate. Why? Because I know what's on the other side of it. Look at this verse. What happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven. What happiness. It's like a mountain guilt off your shoulder. The relief. What a relief to those who have confessed their sins and God has cleared their record. How do you spell relief? C-O-N-F-E-S-S. Confess. That's how you find relief. Now, there's one other step. I review every area of my life. I repent of the sins. I own up to them. I resolve to make restitution. I receive God's forgiveness. He's waiting to do it. I reveal my faults to a friend so I can be emotionally healed. And then step six is, oh, by the way, repeat these steps regularly. That's step number six. Repeat the other five regularly. Now, you guys, I'm a grandfather. So let me give you some advice. Never procrastinate changing a diaper. Because it's all going to come out in the end. Okay? The longer you procrastinate, the messier it's going to get. Never put off cleaning up a mess. Let me give you another piece of advice. Personal advice. Take a bath every now and then. People will like it. You'll smell better if you clean up, if you spend some time cleaning up periodically. Good thing. Let me give you another piece of advice. Take the garbage out of your kitchen every day. What if you only took the garbage out of your kitchen once a year? Your house would stink. Some of you, your life stinks because you haven't taken the garbage out maybe ever. What I just shared with you, I have done it hundreds and hundreds of times. Personal, spiritual, moral inventory. And one of the reasons why God blesses my life is because I try to keep short accounts with God. I'm a very flawed individual. I sin. I make mistakes. I blow it. I'm selfish. But you know what? I try to keep short accounts with God. And I said, God, okay, I don't want to carry in tomorrow the garbage from today. And it's like spiritual breathing. You exhale all the carbon dioxide and you inhale all the oxygen. Friends, God wants to bless your life. I know this from personal experience. God wants to use your life. He wants to bless you and he wants to make you a blessing to other people. Now you say, could God use me? Oh, yeah. God uses every kind of vessel. He can use small vessels. He can use plain vessels. He can use ordinary vessels. He can use shy vessels. He even uses broken vessels. But the only thing God will not use is a dirty vessel. And this is a test. Are you willing to do what God tells you to do? Are you willing to do it today? Are you willing to be honest to God and honest with yourself? Now, I want you to notice one thing. I want you to circle all the let us on this. Notice here, first point, let us test. Circle that. The let us. Then look at the next one. Let us turn. Circle the let us. Number two. Okay? Then point four, let us come boldly to find grace where we will find it. Okay? And then the verse underneath that, let us grasp the fact that we now have peace and reconciliation. And then in this last verse, under point six, you circle the let us as I read it. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance, having our faith, our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. You don't have that one anymore. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. And let us not give up meeting together. He's talking about small groups, as some are doing. But let us encourage one another. Here's the point. These six steps, we are to take them together. We are to do it together.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I really enjoy getting letters from you, and I'd like to thank each of you who've taken the time to write me. Your letters and your emails really do encourage me. In fact, let me just read one from a listener that I can share with you. It says this: Dear Pastor Rick, I'm a suburban public school teacher who works in a district with a great socioeconomic and ethnic divide. I love the diversity of my student population, but at the same time, these high school students arrive with all kinds of religious and moral values, which of course impacts their relationships with others. Daily Hope always gives me the compass I need to guide my day. I like how your messages encourage respecting cultural differences while maintaining the truth. I think it's important to foster relationships with others in the name of Jesus. Pastor Rick, I listen to Daily Hope on my 35-minute drive to work, and although I can't mention God or Jesus in school, students are allowed to initiate that discussion with me. So I'm refreshed and equipped daily because of your messages. Thanks for the broadcast. I look forward to it every day. Sincerely, Amy. Well, thanks for writing, Amy. Keep up the good work with your students, and I'm glad that Daily Hope is encouraging and equipping you in the calling that God has called you to do. And I want you to know I'm going to be praying for you because you wrote to me. To the rest of you, I just want to say Jesus is able to reach every person because he came to save all people. Jesus came for every tribe and every nation and every culture on earth. In fact, the Bible says in Revelation 7:9 that one day in heaven, that every tribe, every nation, every people, and every ethnic group will be clothed in robes standing before the throne of God, praising God in that day. That's why it's so important to share this good news with not just our kind of people, but with every kind of people. One of the most powerful things you can do to fulfill the Great Commission is to share your story. And I'd like to hear it. You can either write to me or you can actually call it in. You can call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 and ask for the testimony line where you can record a short message for our staff. It will encourage them, it will encourage me, and it'll bless you in sharing what God has done in your life. And we'll share some of these testimonies on the air from time to time so that other people can be encouraged too. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.